you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. I'm Donna Leland, and today I'm interviewing the interviewer, our fearless leader, Mark Burns. Mark recently lived out the verse of Psalm 40, verse 5. It says this, "Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done and the things you plan for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell your deeds, they would be too many to declare." Not sure you know, but recently Mark was in a horrific car accident. So we're confident that God has more planned for him. Today we're going to speak about that and tell of God's mighty deeds for us. We're going to declare his wonders for Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. Welcome to Mark and Friends, Mark.
Yeah, wow. It's on this side of the microphone. I love hearing you, Donna. You know, you do music for Saturdays. You have the three morning shifts at WLUJ. You do Today in the Word, been used of God in so many different ways. And I just love interacting. We text and talk all the time. And I appreciate when you've come to our open houses at the WLUJ family of stations. But yeah, this is kind of a special program for me, because you kind of initiated when I sent you the picture of the totaled car and appreciating the staff and everyone that was praying for me. You said, "Mark, we should do a program about it." I thought you would be a great one to interact with because you can hold your own and you are so capable. But I also thought, besides that Psalm 40, verse 5, which is one of my favorite verses, yesterday I had Crystal Hogan. And we began the program with a verse out of Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, and it says, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord." And I thought, when we said it yesterday, I said, well, Donna and I may tomorrow talk a little about these God sightings that have occurred the last few days. And I thought, the Lord really has allowed me to leave a totaled car, an accident, a drunk driver ran through a red light, drove through a red light, and blindsided me. I had no clue, didn't see it coming. He was at a high speed. The car went from heading west to totally heading east. In fact, what happened, I'm just driving along. Thank you, God. I just came from a prayer gathering, so I think I was
you were prayed up, as you like to say.
Totally prayed up and just feeling good about how God showed up. And we have our audience of one coming up in a few weeks. So I was just thinking about that, driving home, really relaxed. It's about 9:30, 10 at night. It was dark. And I get into the intersection. It was a long green, so I'm just not even thinking about anything. You know, the practice is, if you're at a stoplight and it just turns green, you always look left, look right, because you never know if somebody is experiencing their yellow or just turning red. So you always check. Well, this was a long green, so I didn't even think anything about it. Driving along, and then boom. And I'm 180 degrees. I'm facing east. The airbags launched. And I'm like, that airbag smell. And so I'm there trying to catch my breath because it, you know, exploded right into my chest. And my leg was kind of sore. It hit the steering wheel. But suddenly I'm sitting there dazed. I really didn't know what had happened. And then my phone starts triggering and saying, "Are you in an accident? Do you need 911? And I'm like, I was dazed. I was like, where's that coming from?
Wow.
And what is doing that? Because my phone was in the middle cup holder. Well, it had flown, and it was between the door, the passenger side door, and the floorboard. So I couldn't see it. It was pitch black. And it's saying, 911, is this an emergency? Do you need help? And I'm like, I've been in an accident. You know, I that's how I was talking. And she continues to talk, and I'm like, where's that coming from? I don't have OnStar. And then I'm thinking, I didn't trigger that. I didn't touch that. And so I finally found the phone. You know, I'm reaching all around. I undid my seatbelt. Are you in injury? Are you in need? And I'm like, yeah, I think something has happened. And, you know, I gained some of my voice, my composure, and I'm talking to her, and she said, well, what has happened? And I said, I was going through a green light, a car hit me or something hit me. And she said, is the other people injured? And I said, well, I can't get out my doors. And I finally got through my door, got it open. And I looked and I yelled, I said, hey, are you and your passenger, are you guys okay? And somebody responded, yes. You know, he was about 30 yards away. He had not only hit me, but then he went up the curve and onto this grassy area between the street light and the stoplight. Well, anyway, so I'm talking to her and the police are now arriving. I mean, this all happened in a couple minutes, but she alerted the police and the ambulance and, you know, I'm looking at the damage and I'm trying to hang up on her because all the people are there, but it overrode my phone. I don't even know the technology. Anyways, the next day when the state's attorney called because of the drunk driving and I think wanting to prosecute, I said, do you know anything about why my phone could be triggered? And he said, some of the newer iPhones do that. And I'm like, well, is it a sound? Is it motion? How did it get triggered that my phone knew to call 911? I didn't do anything. So that's still a mystery. Anyway, fast forward, I get out of the car. I'm kind of hobbling. My left leg was hurting, and there was a lot of pressure still even to today, which is, you know, 4 or 5 days later. If I cough or laugh too much, all my friends were trying to make me laugh the other day because they knew it hurt me. You know, nice friends, right?
Great friend.
And if I sneeze, that's the no-no. I almost felt like I should go to the hospital because of the sneeze really put pressure. But somebody said, Mark, it's going to take a couple months to heal your sternum or that area. But that night after the police were, you know, making sure I had insurance and doing some follow-up and the ambulance had me in there, took off my shirt, you know, and we're touching and pressing. I said, no, I don't think any broken ribs. I can breathe okay. And you know, they looked at the bruising on my leg and such, but this was kind of funny. So there I am, three or four police officers and the ambulance team and somebody else. As I'm standing there, one officer comes up. Hey, you're Mark Burns on the radio, aren't you? So everyone looks at me and I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, that's kind of funny. My dad used to sing with the Singing Men. And oh, yeah, I listened. And so I thought, oh, thank you, God, for bringing that person. And she ended up taking me home because I obviously didn't have a car. And it's 10 at night or 10:30 at this point. I don't know. It was a while later. And she helped pack up some of the stuff and took me home. And we talked about her dad and, you know, the Singing Men. And she was a sweetie. And I don't know if I can share names.
That's so you, Mark. That's so you. You just get into a major car crash and you're ministering to someone on the way home.
Well, and you don't know about this, but about 2 months earlier, Jean-René Balakita, he's our worship leader for our prayer gatherings. He brings his guitar and facilitates worship. Well, he was in a major car accident. His van rolled 3 times up into a pole. We have video footage of this because somebody that was in front of him got out and videoed all that was going on, and they thought he was dead. His vehicle was smashed, and suddenly he pops up because they were trying to open it up and use a saw or whatever, crowbars, and he pops up and he goes, praise the Lord, I'm alive, and I'm here to testify to the power of Jesus Christ. I mean, this is true. We were thinking about playing this at our prayer event coming up.
Yes.
But after my incident, I contacted a few of the other leaders, and I said, I'm hoping you guys aren't next, but that's two out of, like, the five of us.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to share today's program with you because God did some very unique things, and I also feel compelled to share I could have died.
You could have. Really, walking away from that, I saw the pictures, Mark. Now, this hit the passenger side. Is that right?
Yeah, it demolished the passenger side and the whole front end. And then as the back side, the chassis of the car was in the Saturn, I must have flipped back into him because that's all dented. And so, yeah, it's totally totaled. It's a mess. In fact, today I'm going to post the picture of where the car is resting in peace, but it's kind of demolished, and you'll see that. And thank you, God, I don't think my head hit into the steering wheel or the side window, because that's where you'd be concerned, you know, with a concussion or permanent or long-term damage. But I literally got out hobbled a little because of my leg, but I'm walking pretty normally. I've done just about all the activities I'd always do. But let me take you back to that evening. So I get driven home and, you know, I take Advil. There were some recommendations. And so I'm rubbing my leg and trying to stay loose and limber and good prayer time. Finally get to sleep. But at 4:30 in the morning, so I don't know, 4 or so hours later, I wake up wide awake and these lyrics come to mind, and I'm not a big song guy. I like Bible teaching. Give me a lot of pastors teaching back to back. That's great. But the lyric came to mind, every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. And I'm literally thinking, wow, is that a Christian artist? Who does that song? That's kind of neat. Like every breath you take, every move you make. I even like the part, every bond you break. You know, God's cognizant. He's aware of our sins, our shortfalling, the mistakes we make. But every step you take, I'll be watching you. And I kind of, in my mind, inserted, I'll be watching over you. Like, isn't it like God to be watching over us, to be aware of all of our breaths, what we do, where we go, even our shortcomings? He knows everything.
Well, because he's living inside of us. So he experienced your car crash with you. You know, he was a part of it. He saw it coming. He's living it through you. So that's the perfect lyric.
And so I got up probably 4:35. I was on the computer trying to research, was this a Christian song? I just completely forgot that it was something done by the Police. It's a 1980s popular hit. And so because I have a good relationship with Champaign Police Chief Tim Tyler, let me read you my little text to him. And then I think I'm going to play this song because I think God redeemed it in my mind. And I think if we took to heart the lyrics and inserted that God would be watching over us, I think it might be a real blessing to others. But here's what I sent to Chief Tyler that next morning. I said, hey, Chief, your police force did a nice job for me last night with the drunken driver accident. I'm doing okay. Sore chest from the airbag and gimpy leg, but doing okay. Car is totally totaled, but I'm glad I just left the prayer gathering we had held. I was all prayed up. And he's joined the gathering with his wife, Stephanie, one time a few months back. Anyways, I go on. Anyways, you'll get a kick out of what I just sent to a friend, and you have permission to make a sermon out of it. Because I thought, you know, these are great lyrics. Anyone could preach on this. But I go on to say, God is good. I'm having some early devotional time now. All sorts of good things about God on my mind. But it's so funny, and I put in parentheses, like God can be. Listen to these song lyrics. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. This came to mind at 4:30 a.m., and I'm thinking, is this a Christian song? Why is it on my mind? But it's all a good thing, and I capitalize good, as he loves us, watches over us, and forgives us. Wow, God is using this rock and roll song by the Police. Some irony here, because I'm sending this to the chief of police.
I love that.
Yeah, to bless me. And I say, go figure. And I tell him, have a Jesus-filled day. So he responded, is there anything I can do? How can I help? And I just thought, here God took that song. So I'm going to play it, Donna, for our listeners, and then we can come back and finish up the program. But listening, friend, you might be far from God today. You might not even know that he cares and that he loves you. But please allow these lyrics to be maybe a message from him, knowing that he'll be watching over you. He'll protect you. He cares for you. He has your eternity in mind, and he's a good and gracious God. So here's a song by the Police from the 80s, a popular song titled, I'll Be Watching You.
You stay, I'll be watching.
All right, listening friends, yes, you're listening to Christian radio. That was The Police, but I think God redeemed that song, at least in my mind, because he is a God that's aware of our very breath, the moves that we make, the sins that we commit, but he wants to watch over us. He'll walk us through life, and he's a good God. And he brought that to mind at 4:30 in the morning. So if you missed a portion of the beginning of this broadcast, it's archived at WLUJ.org and greatnewsradio.org. But I have Donna Leland on the phone. She's kind of hosting this program to help me tell a little of the God sighting story from the tragic accident I was in this past Thursday night.
We are so grateful, Mark. You know, the saying is, you know, that you're over the mark when you receive the most flack.
Yes.
And you are getting the flack, my friend. I mean, normally, you know, when we come off a spiritual high, our computers just mess up.
Yeah.
You know, normally, you know, the computer system just goes crazy and we have to call Howard. But
yeah.
This is huge, where you get in a major accident and get up and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
We are just so grateful, because Mark, honestly, we cannot lose you, buddy.
Mm.
I mean, really, you are the glue, my friend.
Yeah.
And I have given you a little bit of a
reprimands, might be the word.
Yeah, there are some text messages where, you know, Mark will say, yeah, we moved the couch today and the bookshelves and, you know, up the steps, you know, just me and a few others. And I'm like, stop it. We pay people for that at this point. You know what? You're too important. And then he shows us this picture of this ginormous spool that had some kind of heavy stuff wrapped around it.
Yeah, those are the transmission cables. Yeah, it's hundreds and hundreds.
And he moved it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, stop it. So I want all of our listeners to write Mark and tell him to stop it. And there are people out there who can do this, and that's their job. They move heavy things, and we can do this. So, you know, the listeners care about you. They love you. They want you to live another day, Mark. And the way this happens is you stop moving things that weigh twice as much as you do.
Yeah, well, I'm learning to delegate a little more. I do tend to have too many hands on with everything, but this was another good life lesson to praise God. And I do want to emphasize God's providence. You know,
yeah.
He does allow things to happen. I might have been taken home, and that would have been fine. I would feel bad for Holly and David and Esther and family and friends, but God is good regardless. I would have lost an arm or something tragic, I don't want to ever minimize the grief or the suffering that people go through, because bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
You know, we don't just have a magic circle around us that prevents any harm or heartache. There are many people even today suffering. There's somebody that got the bad news they have cancer that's a faithful follower of Jesus. There's people that have gotten abused or violated or hurt or fired or don't know where their next meal is going to come from. But God is still good. God is gracious and loving. And there's an eternity where, you know, some of these heartaches will be made up for when we are in that heavenly bliss, you know, with no more sickness or heartache or hurt or pain. But I believe God still has more work for me to do. And I said to our radio board, I think the best days are ahead. I think there's so many more opportunities to reach the lost, to encourage people, to lift high the name of Jesus and to proclaim him and hold fast to educate, edify, and evangelize. So we want all to know that Jesus cares and loves them, that he died for them. He paid the ultimate price. He died. He bled on that cross for the payment that God requires. He requires perfection. So I'll post this program on the Facebook page. You'll see me holding a Canes Club card. I needed to get that out of my vehicle so I could get my points. So you'll see the vehicle resting in peace at its final burial spot. And I'm holding a Canes Club card. You know, those chicken fingers are pretty good. In fact, I might have to go out and get some of those today.
You earned your chicken fingers, my friend.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Donna. You provide such a great service to our listeners. You have a heart for them. Whenever you've come to open houses or in the past when you did share-a-thons, you love them. You speak to them. You really are gifted at having that relationship with God and then pouring it into people and encouraging all of us to follow God and know that he's got things under control, and he does. And I'm thankful for another day and look forward to serving with you in the days ahead with our great team and our board and all that he's going to accomplish. So thank you, God, for Great News Media, for Donna, for the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we all embrace him today and allow that Holy Spirit to work in and through us so that we can be God's ambassadors, those faithful disciples of Jesus. And I'll give you the closing word.
And I say amen to everything Mark said. And Lord Jesus, I want to add to that, just again, we praise you for the miraculous effort you made to keep Mark alive, Lord Jesus. We pray this would be a great testimony to people to understand there is a living God. They can come to know him as their Savior, and that he wants to work in and through us on this planet. We thank you again for all of our listeners, in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you, Donna. Amen and amen. And thank you, listener, for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Donna Leland with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.